அத்வைதம் சச்சிதானந்தம் பரம் பிரம்மைவாகமஸ்மி. யூ கேன் ரிப்பீட் இட். அகண்டம் சச்சிதானந்தம் அத்வைதம் பரம் பிரம்மைவாகமஸ்மி. இன் திஸ் நாலெட்ஜ், இன் திஸ் நாலெட்ஜ் வாட் தர் இஸ் மோக்ஷா. This knowledge is moksha. Are they simultaneous or consequential? Immediate, simultaneous, because they're identical. That knowledge is wisdom, which itself is moksha. Okay, so now here ends the Shravanam part of, okay, Shravanam step of Jnana Yogaha. The Shravanam is, here ends the Shravanam. Now what should come next? You know, Mananam. So here, Vidyaranya Swami wants to present the Mananam step of the Jnana Yoga. The Jnana Yoga means the pursuit of knowledge involving three steps as Shravanam, Mananam and Vidhyasanam, of which the Shravanam step is over, because what is the purpose of Shravanam? This teaching should clearly bless you with understanding Aham, Akhandam, Satchidanandam, Advaitam, Brahmaivasmi. That must be the vision. That vision itself is what? Moksha. That is the purpose of Shravanam. But still, for the moksha to be really reaped, the benefit of knowledge to be reaped, the next step of Mananam also is important. For the inadequately qualified students, I'm not saying people, all of them are unqualified totally. Unqualified means shut up and then we should go back to Karma Yoga only. Here, inadequately qualified people, next steps are also important. Therefore, here he is presenting the Mananam step. And what is Mananam? See, removal of intellectual obstacles in reaping the benefit of knowledge is called Mananam. The purpose of Mananam is the removal of intellectual obstacles in reaping, in enjoying the benefit of knowledge gained through Shravanam. And for which the intellectual obstacle is what? Doubts. Why do you call it intellectual obstacle? Because doubt is also vritti, antakarna vritti, which rises, which is what now? Intellect. Doubts are always, there's no mental intellectual, doubts. Doubt means intellectual. Okay? So here, the doubts belong to buddhi. Where is the doubt? In the buddhi alone doubts come. Therefore, the doubts happen to be the buddhi, the intellect. We say the doubts are intellectual. They said to be the doubts are the obstacles. So these doubts are said to be intellectual. We don't say intellectual doubts, okay? Intellect doubts are intellectual obstacles. Which means even after gaining jnanam, you are not able to reap the benefit of the knowledge. Which means it is not doubt-free knowledge. Therefore, what sort of doubts can arise? The doubts can rise in your own mind. Your own buddhi can have pick up doubts. Then such doubts are easily resolvable. But how you repeatedly listen again, your own doubts resolve. But sometimes doubts are, you know, created by others. Others can, can be instrumental for the doubts to rise in your mind. So they are not easily resolvable, which means you have to really put in your effort. That is how your clarity becomes really strengthened. That's called what now? Sthano Nikhanana Nyaya. You know, ascertaining. 100% be getting your understanding convinced. Being convinced of your understanding. Not shakable. That's why the sthanu nikhanana nyaya in teaching, the teaching methodology, sthanuhu means a post. A post. Nikhananam means digging. Khananam, nikhananam is what? Digging. That is why in Suddha Tamil, you know, the dug and taken stuff is called kaniporul. No, ganiporul kediyadu, kaniporul. In Ilakkari is a kaniporul. Gold is a kaniporul. You dig in the mines. No, dig, dug and took, taken it is called kaniporul. So Sanskritam, Tamil is Sanskritam. No. So khananam means digging. Nikhananam is what now? No, well dug. Nikhananam means we can dig. Once you dig very well, adequate, you have to dig adequately, deeply. Then what now? Then you put the post. You don't superficially put the post. Don't make the post, any pillar or post, you know, like just like that on the superficially, don't gloss over, isn't it? Use dig well and put the post deep. Then what happened afterwards, then the post can stand really. Then afterwards, there'll be hole and fill that hole around that post with lots of small stones and sand or soil, and again what now? Really hit it properly. Then again make it, shake it and see, again fit it, fill it, then see until the post doesn't move, you keep on hitting it and finally the post stands firm, unshakable. Similarly, the understanding which has gone to your buddhi also must be convinced, in the sense which should not be shakable. That is called what now? That is called in teaching methodology, that is called sthanuhu, nikhanana nyaya. And here for mananam is what now? Mananam is based on the sthanu nikhanana nyaya. Which means your understanding is there, but it has to be unshakable, convinced, unshakable, firm knowledge. Called steadfast knowledge, dridha prajna, sthita prajna, that is steadfast knowledge. So here for which he says, therefore when others raise doubts, they also become what now? Then it disturbs. Sometimes, see, my own doubts become very, very simple lay person's doubts. Others' doubts, suppose, now in Vedanta, who are others who can create doubts in you, who can raise, who can be instrument for raising doubts in you, you know, other school, people of other schools of thought, other philosophers, when they have their own contention view, and for them to have their view and contention, they have their own standpoint and they have their own arguments. Therefore, when they present their contention with their own heating arguments from their own standpoint, they sound very logical. Then you have to have what now? When they sound logical, because they present arguments in such a way, and but they have standpoint, therefore your understanding may be little shaken by their views, which means you are 100% clear. And such, here now he is presenting here one logicians. Now what is the logician comes when this teaching is over, when you have understanding. It's only imaginary objection. See, logician is called Nyayavadi. No, Nyayavadi means a lawyer. But here Nyaya philosopher. Nyayavadi in Sanskrit means a lawyer. But here a solicitor, a barrister is called Nyayavadi. But here Nyaya philosopher, the logician, no, has his own, he contributes for a doubt. What is that? He says, now let's look at how, like before going to this next verse, the introduction of the doubt is the subject matter of the 49th verse. The 49th verse presents the doubt. Introduces the doubt. And who introduces the doubt? Logician. Nyaya philosopher. Which means he has to give an answer. Okay? That's a different thing. So 49, 50, 51, 52. These four verses, no, actually present the mananam step. How? Present, introduce the doubt. Then, when the doubt is introduced, then you have to see that the doubt introducing persons, the fallacy in his thinking. Then you have to establish your vision, understanding being, you know, the Vedantic vision being accurate. So refutation, see the doubt or objection, then refutation of objection, pointing out the fallacies in their stand, in their views, in their contentions, then finally presenting, again what now, reinforcing, reascertaining the Vedantic vision being accurate and absolute. The 52nd verse presents the Vedantic vision being accurate and absolute. And the 50 and 51st two verses, actually Vidyaranya Swami, mind-boggling, okay, refuting the logician's problems, refute logician's view by showing the fallacies in his view. What is a doubt introduced that is presented in the 49th verse? See, the doubt is, now when does the doubt come? Now, because the 48th verse, absolute reality is what? Satyam. Param Satyam. Satyam, the truth, is revealed. Truth is absolute reality has to be known. Truth has to be understood by us. Why do we need to understand the truth? What is the knowledge of the truth for? Knowledge of the truth alone will liberate us, free us from bondage. So, moksha sadhanam jnanam. Therefore, benefit of the knowledge of the truth is moksha. Therefore, knowledge, we need the knowledge of the truth for moksha only. Which is knowledge of the truth alone is useful for us because it is liberating. Then now we say, what is the truth? What is satyam? Advaitam or dvaitam? Is duality satyam or advait non-duality satyam? Very clear. Logician also agrees. Everybody agrees what now? Advaitam satyam. Non-dual reality must be a reality is what? Non-duality is the truth. What is non-duality means what? Non-dual reality. Reality must be the non-dual. Non-dual means what? So, dvaitam is not satyam. Duality is not satyam, not the truth. Then what is satyam? Non-duality alone is satyam. Non-duality alone is satyam means, what is non-duality then? Non-duality means, advaitam is nirvikalpam. See, satyam, advaitam is satyam. Now we say, nirvikalpam eva advaitam. Nirvikalpam is advaitam. Why? Because if the divisions are there, then there is dvaitam. What divisions? Just now I told you, the triputi bedaha, knower known division, or the subject of knowledge, object of knowledge, instrument of knowledge. This difference is there, it's called triputi bedaha, or even this one bedha is there, enough. Subject of revelation, object of revelation, instrument of revelation. If this division is there, he says what now? We can say triputi bedaha. So this bed, that these differences are there, it is savikalpam only. So what is nirvikalpam? So brahmani, true advaitam is tasatyam. Truth is non-dual. Non-dual means what now? Divisionless. Free from divisions. So free from divisions means what? Free from divisions means it cannot be within what it is free from threefold, all the differences. So nirvikalpa means being free from all the threefold differences. It cannot be an object of revelation. Look at this. Okay, the absolute reality, Brahman, cannot be the object of revelation. Why it cannot be object of revelation? Because it is free from divisions. It is nirvikalpam. Not only that, nirvikalpam is nirvikalpa means that which is free from differences, not subject to divisions, is what? The revealability is not there. It is not revealable. Nirvikalpa means non-revealable. Savikalpam is revealable. If anything which is that difference is there, then it is revealable. Nirvikalpam is non-revealable. So here, what about Brahman? Nirvikalpam. It is non-revealable. Why? Because it is Advaitam. Why? Because it is Satyam. So Satyam is non-revealable. Truth is non-revealable. If truth is, why truth is non-revealable? Because it is non-dual. So, non-dual means what? It is free from divisions. Anything revealable becomes what? Within Dvaitam. It's avikalpa. Okay, now let me tell you one more thing. See, I have to tell you a lot of things to understand this verse. If you understand the doubt today, it's enough. The answer we can see later on. You have to understand the doubt first very clearly. So here, this logician takes this Mahavakya, Vichara like this. You say, if Mahavakyam is what? Because through the analysis of Mahavakyam, you arrive at the truth. You say that. Mahavakyam becomes what? Mahavakyam is the instrument of revelation. And here the guru who unfolds the Mahavakyam is like what? No, subject of revelation. And Brahman, which is arrived at through, the analysis of the Mahavakyam is the object of revelation. This is the argument. Brahman is revealed by the Mahavakya Vichara means, then Brahman becomes what? Object of revelation. Brahman is revealed. Brahman becomes revealed. Lakshyate. He takes the previous verse. Param Brahmaiva Lakshyate. Brahman is revealed. Brahman becomes revealed means Brahman is the object of revelation. And there Mahavakyam serves as an instrument of revelation. Then Guru is what now? Subject of revelation, revealer. When you say if Guru is the revealer, Mahavakyam is the instrument of revelation, Brahman is the revealed means Brahman becomes the object of revelation. Now Brahman becomes what? Within the realm. Brahman becomes within Triputi. Is it? Triputi. So anything which comes within the Triputi, any of the three, Triputi means what? Triputi is equivalent to the knower, known knowledge, or you can say what here? Revealer, revealed, instrument of revelation is also what? Triputi. So revealer is also one of the members of the Triputi. Revealed is one of the members of Triputi. Revelation is also what? Object of revelation is also one of the members of Triputi. Now Brahman becomes what now? One of the members of Triputi. Being the revealed. Now, if Brahman is one of the objects of members of the Triputi as the revealed, then it becomes one of the members of the Triputi is what now? Savikalpam. Is subject to divisions. If it is Savikalpam, then what now? It is a Dvaitam. If it is Dvaitam, it cannot be Satyam. satyam. It is mithya. If it is mithya, it is not useful for your moksha. Got it? If it is mithya, now Brahman becomes mithya, then knowledge of Brahman is not useful for you. His argument, how he argues, his doubt creates now. Knowledge of Brahman is not useful for useful. Why? Because what is your stand? Knowledge of the truth alone will liberate you. Knowledge of the truth alone is needed for liberation. So knowledge of mithya will not liberate you, and Brahman becomes the mithya. Why Brahman is mithya? Because it falls within the realm of duality. Why it falls within the realm of duality? Because it is savikalpam. Why it is subject to divisions? Why it is subject to savikalpam? Because it is the one of the members of the Triputi. Why? Because it is the revealed. What are other two members? Because you say tattvamasi mahavakyena, or any mahavakyena, Brahman is revealed. So mahavakyam does not reveal Brahman by itself. It needs to be employed. And who is the one who employs the revealer there? Guru. Therefore, the Guru being the employer, the revealer, unfolder of the Mahavakyam, Mahavakyam serves as an instrument. The Brahman which is revealed is what now? Object of revelation. An object of revelation means it comes within, what is now? Triputi. It becomes a member of the Triputi. As a member of the Triputi, it is savikalpam. If it is savik, it is within the dvaitam. Dvaitam means, savikalpam means dvaitam. Dvaita means mithya. Mithya is not useful for mokshaha. Useful. This is one standpoint, okay? One thing. Second thing. No, immediately Aditya will say, no, Brahman is not mithya, Brahman is satyam. Look at this. If the Advaita says Brahman is not mithya satyam, then he will say, if Brahman is satyam, it must be what? Advaitam. If it is Advaitam, then it must be what? Nirvikalpam. Non-dual means divisionless. If Brahman is Satyam, it must be Advaitam. If it is Advaitam, it must be Nirvikalpam. If it is Nirvikalpam, then it is not Savikalpam. If it is not Savikalpam, it cannot be what? The object of revelation. Therefore, Mahavakyam, it cannot, what now? It is non-revealable. If Brahman is Satyam, it is Advaitam. It must be Advaitam. It is Advaitam means it is Nirvikalpam. Nirvikalpam means not Savikalpam. Not Savikalpam means it cannot be the member of the Triputi. Then it is non-revealed. Got it? Bit argument, isn't it? If it is non-revealed means it is non-revealable, because nirvikalpam, savikalpam alone can be the member of the Triputi. Therefore, nirvikalpam cannot be the member of the Triputi because of its non-duality. Therefore, whatever it is, non-revealable. Satyam cannot be revealed, non-revealable. And revealable is what now? Mithya. Mithya is useless. Sat knowledge of mithya is not useful for moksha. And satyam is non-revealable. Therefore, this Advaita Vedantic teaching is not useful. Why? Because Advaita teaching, the Mahavakya Vichara cannot reveal Brahman. Even if it is revealed, if it reveals Brahman, you say that Brahman is mithya, that knowledge of that Brahman is useless. Therefore, you have to shut down this school. Shut down what now? Don't waste people's time. Close down Advaita Vedanta teaching. Just now, logician means what now? Those days, imagine abundance of food in India. You know, the people could simply sit and think. Sit under a tree, you don't need anything. Somebody gives you food, you can think and then you can really analyze well. This, okay, but see, and Vidyana will build this. That is why doubt is presented in one verse and the clarification of the doubts, not the actually fallacies in his view are present in two verses, 50 and 51. Why this teaching is not, teaching is fruitless. The unfoldment of or analysis of the Mahavakyam. Mahavakya Vicharaha is useless. Why? Now he said, in the very Shravanam ends with what? Mahavakya Vichara is for arriving at the truth. Not arriving at the truth. Finally, taking the truth, taking ownership of the truth as one's own self, which is moksha. It is not analyzing, tattu, tvam, nalt. Actually, the final result of Mahavakya Vichara is taking ownership of the truth as one's own self, as I. Aham, Satchidanandam, Advayam, Akhandam, Brahmaiva, Ahamasmi, that is the thing, that is what is moksha, that is where the moksha lies. That's why we say what now? That means Mahavakya Vichara is useless, his argument. For which he, that is why he presented how the teacher unfolds is, the guru who is the subject of revelation. Because Mahavakyam, the analysis reveals Brahman, means Brahman becomes the object of revelation revealed. And Mahavakyam itself becomes what? Instrument of revelation. When you see this revealer, instrument of revelation and revealed, you see, then Brahman becomes what? Revealed means, the revealed, lakshyaha. Revealed means, laksham means, become the revealed means, it becomes what? One of the members of the Triputi. That which is the member of the Triputi is savikalpam. Savikalpam, subject to divisions. Savikalpa means anything savikalpam is what? Within the realm of dvaitam, duality. Anything dvaitam is mithya. And knowledge, so what you arrive at through the analysis is Mithya Brahma. So knowledge of Brahman, which is Mithya, is not useful, it is useless. But because Mithya Jnanam will not liberate. What you need, what is useful for you is knowledge of the Satyam. That alone is will liberate. What is useful is knowledge of Satyam, not knowledge of Mithya. So Mahavakya Vichara will give you what now? The knowledge of the Mithya alone, Mithya Brahman alone. If Brahman is revealed, then Brahman is Savikalpam. Then Brahman become within the realm of the Dvaitam. Dvaitam means Mithya, and Mithya is what now? Mithya Jnanam cannot give you, cannot liberate. Therefore what? It does not serve the purpose, it is not useful. Okay, if you say Brahman is Satyam, then Satyam means what? Satyam must be Advaitam, non-dual. Non-dual alone is Satyam. Dual is not Satyam. Advaitam is Satyam. Non-duality alone is Satyam. Dvaitam is not Satyam. Dvaitam is Mithya. Therefore, Satyam must be what now? Advaitam. If Satyam, you say if Satyam is Brahma, Brahman is Satyam, then Brahman must be Advaitam. If it is Advaita, means it must be what? Nirvikalpam. It cannot be Savikalpam. If it is cannot be Savikalpam, they cannot be the member of the Triputi. It cannot become, it cannot be the revealed. So, Advaitam Satyam is non-revealable. Revealed is Mithya. With revealed is what now? Revealed is within the realm of Dvaitam, which is Mithya. Therefore, Mithya Jnanam is useful, useless. Satyam cannot be revealed. Therefore, analysis of Mahavakyam is not really necessary. This is the Nyaya philosopher's stand. And he doubt his, now his, this is what is, I elaborately explained. That is given here in the 49th verse of Panchadashi. Look at this. Savikalpasya lakshyatve.
Savikalpasya lakshyatve.
Lakshyasya syad.
Lakshyasya syad.
Avastuta.
Avastuta.
Savikalpasya,
Savikalpasya
lakshyatve,
lakshyatve
lakshyasya syat,
lakshyasya syat
avastuta,
avastuta
nirvikalpasya,
nirvikalpasya
lakshyatvam,
lakshyatvam
Nadrishtam,
Nadrishtam,
Nacha Sambhavi. Okay. Now he uses these two words, Savikalpam and Nirvikalpam. See, Savikalpasya Lakshyatve means Lakshyatvam means what? Revealable. revealability. Lakshyatva means the revealability, the status of being the revealable. What is that which alone enjoys the status of being the revealable? What is the which alone has revealability? What is revealable? He says, Savikalpam alone is revealable. Savikalpam alone enjoys the status of being the revealable. Savikalpam alone has revealability. Savikalpasya eva lakshyatvam asti. Means what? Savikalpasya means Savikalpam alone has lakshyatvam revealability. Savikalpam alone has the status of being the revealed. So Savikalpasya lakshyatvam is equal to Savikalpam alone has the status of being the revealed. What it implies? Nirvikalpasya lakshyatvam is not there. Nirvikalpam does not have, Nirvikalpam does not have the status of being, becoming the revealed. Nirvikalpam does not have revealability, which means it is not possible. It is impossible for the Nirvikalpam to become the revealed. That's why Nirvikalpasya lakshyatvam na drishtam, nowhere. Nowhere. It is not at all seen. What? Not at all seen? Not at all there. He puts two, an emphasis. Nacha sambhavi. Nacha sambhavi, it is impossible for the Nirvikalpam to become the revealed. To have the status of being the revealed. Nirvikalpasya lakshatvam na drishtam nacha sambhavi. Second line parango. See the second line. Nirvikalpasya lakshatvam na drishtam nacha sambhavi. He says nacha drishtam nacha sambhavi means what? It's impossible for the Nirvikalpam to become the revealed. Which means Savikalpam alone has the revealability. Savikalpam alone has the status of being the revealed, becoming the revealed. So what is revealed is Savikalpam. Nirvikalpam is non-revealable. I have to remember the meaning of the word Savikalpa, Nirvikalpa. I told you already, Vikalpaha means division. And Savikalpaha means with the divisions. And Nirvikalpaha means divisionless. And here, we have to say now, if what is, anything which is revealed must be what? Savikalpam. Must be divisible. The revealed must be the divisible. Because indivisible is what now? Non-revealable. Why? Because anything which is Savikalpam becomes what? Dvaitam. Anything which is dvaitam. Savikalpa means Savikalpam falls within the realm of duality. Savikalpam is not, cannot be the Advaitam. Kavikalpam cannot be the non-dual. Savikalpam is definitely dual, falls within the realm of duality, Dvaitam. Dvaitam means what? Dvaitam is mithya. I'm repeating. First I say explain, now I'm explaining with the book now, the verse. He doesn't say all those things. We have to elaborate on this. Savikalpam is dvaitam, and dvaitam is mithya. How do we know? Already we have established what? Advaitam. Satyam dvaitam is mithya. This is the stand already we have. Advaitam satyam, dvaitam is mithya. Therefore, the savikalpam is dvaitam, and dvaitam is mithya. Therefore, now what happens here? Mithya is useless. Knowledge of mithya is useless. So what he says, savikalpasya lakshyatve, when anything which is, savikalpam, when you say savikalpam is revealed, lakshyatva, savikalpam alone has the revealability, then if you say Brahman is the revealed, lakshyasya, then Brahman being the revealed becomes what now? Dvaitam, with this savikalpam. Havikalpam is a dvaitam. Dvaitam means it is mithya. As a mithya, what now? Avastuta. Lakshyasya avastuta syat. Lakshyasya avastuta. Avastuta means mithyatvam. Vastu means satyam, avastu means mithya. Avastuta syat means then the revealed Brahman becomes mithya. If Brahman becomes the mithya, the knowledge of Brahman is not useful. It is useless. Next sentence he goes, nirvikalpasya lakshatvam na drishtam na sambhavi. So advaitam is what now? Nirvikalpam is advaitam is nirvikalpam. Nirvikalpam is what? Non-revealable. It is impossible for the nirvikalpam, advaitam to be, the nirvikalpam to be the revealed, to become the revealed. Therefore, if you say Brahman is satyam, it is non-revealable. If Brahman is revealed, means it is the mithya, the knowledge of mithya Brahman is useless. What it? This is the doubt created. So, now next, the following two verses, the topic should end with the 52nd verse. Now, I'm not doing it now. So the answer, because he's going to point out the fallacies in other his views. First, you assimilate the doubt. You understand the doubt first. Understand the doubt as a doubt. Doubt, not doubt. Let's say this objection. Understand his view, first of all. How he presents his view. That itself is enough first time being. The 50th and 51st, two verses, he, only when you understand this very clearly, then the fallacies in his argument, Vidyaranya has just to show now. Those two are really speaking not, for us not important. What is most important is for us, of course we'll see everything, very interesting. But what is very important is the 52nd verse. All that three, all of them are important. The most important is the 52nd verse wherein he establishes Brahman being the Satyam. At the same time, Brahman being what now? Arrived at being the Brahman arrived at through the Mahavakya Vichara. Then Shastra Pramanyam, the Shastra having the status of being the Pramanam, already becomes clear how Shastram is a Pramanam. If you say Mahavakyam, Yattamasi Mahavakya analysis is not required means, or it is useless. He says, and finally what he says, analysis of Mahavakyam is useless. Why? Because by analyzing, what are you going to arrive at? Analyzing the Mahavakyam, if you are going to arrive at Brahman, and that Brahman definitely must be what? Not Satyam. Brahman will not be Satyam, Brahman must be Mithya. So why should you waste your time to arrive at something Mithya, which does not serve any purpose for you? Then, after the Mahan analysis, why should you waste your time? If you say, no, Brahman is Satyam, it is because Brahman must be non-dual, and nirvikalpa means it is non-revealable. It cannot be the revealed. Lakshyatvam is not possible for Brahman if it is Satyam, Advaitam. If it is Satyam, it must be Brahman is Satyam, means it must be Advaitam. If it is Advaitam, means it must be Nirvikalpam. If it is Nirvikalpam, means it is Alaksh, it is not Lakshyatvam. It is what now? It is not, it cannot be, it cannot have the Lakshyatvam. I better use Sanskrit words. Got it now? You can't say no.
Yes.
Wherefore, why should you be involve yourself in Mahavakya Vichara if Brahman is Satyam, cannot be, you know, arrived at, cannot be the revealed. Therefore, very analysis of Mahavakyam is not required, or it is not useful, means it is belittling the very Shastram as being the Pramanam. It really shakes the, what now? The shakes the Shastra Pramanam, shakes the very, very Shraddha in Shastram. It will shake. What do you need, why do you need study the Shastram for them? The Shastram being this, in short, Shastra status of being the Pramana means of knowledge is shaken. The Shraddha in Shastra will be shaken. You lose already, it is very difficult to develop Shraddha in Shastra. And you have Shraddha in Shastra, you 100% trust, and then you start. And now somebody tells you this, it is not. The Shraddha in Shastra will be shaken. Therefore, it is very important to sort out this doubt or to answer this objection. Make it clear. So, what he says, we will see in the next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम्।